With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
More than 60% of young people come across extremist views online. That's according to a new survey by the Ombudsman for Children's Office and Mike Murphy, Senior Lecturer in Applied Psychology at the University College of Cork, joins us now this morning. Mike, your reaction to, I suppose, what we're seeing in this, a big difference between what kids are seeing online and what they're seeing in real life.
A striking finding, I think, from the report. Over 60% are coming across this kind of material online, where only about 6% are reporting hearing it in their real life, which really does suggest that that kind of discourse, although it's getting a lot of attention in political circles and in the media, isn't really that prevalent in the real world compared to the echo chambers that we find online. That's a very striking finding, I think.
Yeah, to be honest, when I read it, I was kind of wondering about this, because there's a lot, like, I know it's being described as extremist views, and I'm not suggesting that they're not necessarily extremist views. I'm not exactly sure what the kids are being exposed to, but things that have been highlighted is they've heard negative comments about immigration, negative comments about housing, and that they have heard people in support of traditional gender roles. It made me question, for a start, are they only supposed to ever hear positive comments about immigration and housing? And are they only supposed to hear, a different view of gender roles? I'm not really as paranoid or as afraid of my children hearing lots of different things out there, because I trust in both their cop on and in my ability to talk to them as well, to kind of go, yeah, some people think that, but what about this? You know, are we scaremongering slightly here? Another statistic in this that jumped out at me was 70% of them think discrimination is a major issue. So these children aren't being sort of brought up to become little fascists or something. They're worried about the same things that everybody is worried about, despite being exposed to these extremist views.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of what you say there. I mean, first of all, I absolutely agree with you that the detail we have in relation to what the questions were in the survey.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Yeah, so, I mean, we are talking about things like housing and immigration. considering it's labelled under the heading of extremism, one would be inclined to conclude that the suggestion is that the housing crisis is as a result of immigration. But that's not clear from the context.
I thought the exact same.
Now, I agree with you as well. We're not seeing a whole generation of young fascists emerging. That's not where we are. And the vast majority of young people who were exposed to this kind of material will never develop extremist ideas. And it's also the case that a lot of younger people who do develop extremist ideas, as they age, as they grow up a little bit, that they move away from those ideas. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important to put these things in that kind of context and to recognise that we're not facing a march on Rome or a march on Berlin.
Mike, that's what I thought too. And I also was thinking, you know, they're saying things like, oh, they're being exposed to traditional gender roles. I grew up in an era of traditional gender roles, and I would say I'm an out and out feminist. So it is. That's what I meant about the scaremongering. I don't mind exposing my children to ideas that we then debate and tear apart and robustly argue about and look at and see, hold them up to the light and see what value they have. In fact, I think that's kind of better in some ways in my head than what I'm getting from this report from the Ombudsman, which is that, and we did invite, by the way, the Children's Ombudsman on this morning to discuss their report, and there was no one available to discuss their own report. But what I'm saying is I don't know that I think it's better that they never hear these things than that we talk about things and come to kind of, you know, a sort of a conclusion about what we think about them, which may not be anything to do with what we've heard. Am I the idiot here? Am I the one who's parenting badly?
Well, you know, I'd be very careful about accusing anybody of parenting badly. People react poorly to that, in my experience. I think that there are a number of factors. First of all, Kira, you mentioned that you think it's a very positive thing from your perspective that your kids might hear these things, you can discuss it with them, talk it through with them, offer an alternative viewpoint and so on. And absolutely, that's a very healthy way of going about things. But we have to remember that not every child gets that kind of input, for a whole range of reasons, not the least of which is in cases of social deprivation. Oftentimes we do see that parents can be so stressed, for example, up to 90 in terms of keeping a roof over the head, keeping food on the table, that level of engagement or discussion isn't really possible because their focus is so much on dealing with the stressors. And in that context of social deprivation as well, and that really is where this kind of thing can take root, is people are seeing that there are serious issues in terms of basic living standards, that rent, access to affordable housing and so on is, you know, we all know what the situation is with the housing crisis in Ireland. And in more socially deprived areas, there can be a sense that there is less opportunity and less hope and less prospects. And we are, as a species, inclined to try and make meaning of things and try and make sense of things. And it's oftentimes the easiest thing in the world to blame the group that look different.
I appreciate that too, Mike, but thank you. I think you've been very measured and balanced on all of it. A very interesting study there. And that is Mike Murphy, Senior Lecturer in Applied Psychology at UCC.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.